Hello, everyone. I'm Joel.
And I'm Malcolm.
And we are the Big Poppies. The purpose of this podcast is to discuss fatherhood and all the topics around fatherhood that we face as dads. Now, we're going to touch on subjects that might be considered controversial. This podcast is about open dialogue, some debate, but most importantly, honest discussion about how to raise our kids in today's world. We hope you guys walk with us on this journey. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of The Big Poppies. Due to popular demand, we had to reschedule our talk with the Big Mommies. So we're going to focus today on the social media, but the positive aspect of the social media. In the first part, we spoke about the negativity that is around social media. In part two, we spoke about what can we do to avoid those kind of situations. And in this part three, we're going to talk more in depth about a positive impact and some examples of people making an impact using social media. First of all, we're going to start saying that social media makes easy to make friends. It makes easy to connect with other people. It's easy because, for instance, let's say that we are in a network event, for instance, or we are in the park and we know someone. Before we used to give the phones, now you give the social handle, and through there you connect with that people, and who knows, you maybe become best friends. For instance, my wife, I met her through social networks, through a social media. It was called High Five, and it was as simple as a comment on a picture. We became friends, and then here we are, two kids later, and almost 13 years of marriage. So the second point, it helps in fostering empathy. For instance, if you have a problem you share online, you can find people that can be that hand that you need, or that person that you can talk to and can guide you or help you in whatever you need.
None. And also for, if I may, Malcolm, for tragic events.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
You've got things that happen in families that aren't prepared, where family members die. What's that website that people use for fundraising?
GoFundMe.
So like a GoFundMe and other websites like that the website itself might not be considered social media. However, the word gets around through social media. So social media, like a Facebook, for example, serves as a marketing tool to get the word out about this tragic event and this family that needs help, and the empathy that one feels and one gets, and then the response being helping in any way that one can is really good, to your point.
Definitely. And communication is faster, even though you just said it, through social media, you can get the word out if you have a need or something. And it's faster because before you used to have all your friends in a phone, right? Or before that, you had an email, and you had to have the computer.
What about before that?
Yes, through letters. And nowadays, it's just a matter of a click. You go to your Facebook account, you have a friend that is in, I don't know, England. You send out a message, and that's it. You keep your communication at bay.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect with people, and I think, as we were discussing earlier, Malcolm, before we started the recording, I think us as human beings, we were built to be parts of groups. That's what family is all about. That's what community is all about. That's what we go to church. We're both Christians. That's what that gathering is all about, is people getting together and being connected. And I think social media offers us a unique way to be connected with other people. We talked about the challenges in the first couple of parts of this subject, but there are some nice positives, so long as you use it responsibly. And I was just earlier today looking at some stuff on WhatsApp regarding some family members that live up north, and people taking Christmas pictures and stuff like that with their families and their kids and their babies. And it's pretty cool to be connected and see people, at least from afar, just doing their thing. So it does offer some positives when it comes to connecting and staying connected with other people.
For sure. And that makes the world seem small, right? Because like I mentioned, let's say I have friends that live in Europe and I haven't seen these people in a long time. Through social media, it feels like we are
close.
We are like one next to the other. Also, helps finding common ground. Let's say that I'm an introvert and I don't like to talk to people. Through social media, I can find groups that fit me. I can share now with people that have, let's not call it condition, but that have my same characteristics.
Oh man, you got me on that. Characteristics.
That one. And it's awesome because you can find people that have commonalities with you and you feel included.
Absolutely.
And last but not least, the list is long, but we want to keep it short because social media is a huge world. We can spend days talking about social media, about the ins and outs, the goods and the bad. But this one is the point that I like the most. My favorite is like kids nowadays are using social media to promote changes. Kids nowadays, they want changes. There was a study, a report, kids from 16 to 25. The report was named Plugged In by a company called Demos, and it was supported by Facebook. Kids believe that social media is good for social change. There are teens, as an example, there are teens that are creating impact on social media. There are two kids, their names are Mark and Michael Goverty, or whatever you said. I'm sorry, excuse me, my language, my English. They started promoting their blogs in social media. They're fans of Red Sox and the Mets.
Boo and boo. By the way, go Yankees. They just signed Garrett Cole. Come see us, 2020.
So they were promoting their blog in social media, and they got so good at it that at some point, since they learned how to gain visibility, they created a program called Teenager Entrepreneur, which is a personal and business empowerment program that helped kids gain confidence, conquer fears, and find their passion. And guess what? It's a nonprofit, and it's for underprivileged kids. And in the past 5 years, they have gotten scholarships to children underprivileged. Man, I wish I had that when I was in the DR.
A lot of opportunities, man. There's a lot of opportunities. It's funny. So recently I heard from, I went on a Thanksgiving cruise. And, you know, on the cruise, you meet a lot of good people, a lot of nice people. And the gentleman that cleans our rooms when we leave for the day, he was talking to me. We were talking about families, and he has a couple kids where he's from in Jamaica. And he's looking at my two little girls. And as we're walking away, he was like, never forget, man, always look to them. Look to them for advice. They're the future. We're not. We're the past. And I'm walking away and I'm thinking about it. It sounded like something clever. But then as I'm walking, as we were headed towards dinner, I'm walking. I'm literally seeing them run away. I was like, look to them. They are the future. Look for their advice. Seek their advice. Usually it's the other way around, right? We're the adults. We know everything. Our kids need to look for us for advice. But we're the past.
We're dinosaurs, man.
Right. They're the future. They're the ones that are going to pave the way for whatever the future is going to look like. So as you were talking, I remember the gentleman who mentioned that, and it stuck with me. And I think it applies to what you were just talking about.
Yeah, man. We're definitely dinosaurs, man. And why? Because kids nowadays, they are growing up with technology. You know, we are getting used to technology. They're growing up in social media. They're growing up in smartphones. They're growing up in tablets. They're growing up with YouTube. And so on and so forth. Another example, and we spoke about bullying in our first episode. There's a kid. His name is Charles Colin. He was bullied as a child.
What's his name? Last name?
Colin. K-O-L-I-N.
Colin. All right.
Colin. So he was bullied as a kid because he has a condition, a brain condition. It's a neuro disorder. And he was different than the other kids. And he created a website, and it's called the Unity Challenge, and it's to advocate tolerance, kindness, acceptance, and inclusion. You know, we can always find the good in the bad. So this kid saw the opportunity saw that he was being bullied and there was nothing being done about it, probably in his school or whatever he was, and he created this website. And he's promoting a change through social media. There's also another young person. His name is Joshua Williams. And he's local from Miami. And he wants to end the hunger locally and globally. And he has raised money to fight the hunger.
Nice.
You know, and we can keep going and going and going and going. I don't know if you remember as well, we have these challenges through social media. You remember the ALC Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yeah, the ice bucket and all that stuff.
Man, that created an impact. You know, I didn't know anything about ALS, which is a neural disorder as well. He raised awareness, and that's what people are doing, using social media, creating awareness of things that we don't even know. I didn't know the existence of ALS.
Yeah, and that's the point. It's to have it spread, to have that stuff go viral. And ultimately to raise awareness, but also raise money as well, which is so cool, man. And I sit and think about, and again, we talked about this the first couple of parts of the subject. It's so easy for me to think about the negatives of social media. And I stand by everything that I said and then some, because I do feel those things and I do believe those things. However, there are a lot of positives, and I think we need to highlight them. I mean, you think about, we're professionals, right? You got websites out there like LinkedIn that help you connect. I'm in sales, right? My job is to sell. In order to sell, I need to connect with people. I need to get the word out. I need to get in front of people. I use LinkedIn on a daily basis just to find leads and to scout leads and things like that. So that's just so important that we focus on the positives. Think about world events that happen, right?
And this is again, I'm going to quote a friend of mine. He's the owner of an advertising agency, The Pink Collective. His name is Roy Rodriguez. He told me, social media is like a gun. It all depends on the use that you give to the gun. The same thing with social media. We need to be responsible for the things that we post online.
And know how to use it.
And know how to use it.
Be trained on using it.
Yes.
That's a good way of putting it, because I've got two girls. Do I want to give my gun to maybe the 12-year-old? The 12-year-old can be trained, but my 5-year-old and say, here you go. Go play with that.
Exactly.
What good is going to come out of that? So if we look at social media in that light, the way you just mentioned, which, by the way, guys, I'm dealing with a cold, so if I got my Barry White voice on, that's what I'm dealing with. But if we treat social media the way you just mentioned, I think it opens up one's eyes to how important it is to really be trained and understand that we all need to know what we're doing when we get on there, because it is a powerful tool, just like a gun.
For instance, recently, a couple of days ago, there's this Peloton commercial. Peloton is a like a stationary bike, and the commercial goes: the lady gets home, and the husband gives her a Peloton bike,
which is a great gift. That's an expensive bike.
Right. People took it as, for instance, everything through social media. There was a backlash. Why? Because the lady was skinny, so people were complaining about, oh, but what about putting a fat person?
They'll complain and say, right, well, now they're targeting the fat person, or excuse me, the overweight person, or the person that likes to eat a little too much.
Right. And also they were complaining about, oh, so you're only showing an expensive house. Man, Peloton bike
is an expensive bike. if you're living check to check, you're not gonna buy a Peloton bike. That's their segment. That's what they're advertising.
People find stuff, and we spoke about it in the first part.
See, you're trying to get me going, bro.
No.
We're gonna stay positive.
No,
we're gonna be nice.
Take it out.
And here you are. You're getting me going, man. No. I'm getting riled up. I feel it.
I don't think, in this particular case, my personal opinion, the commercial was bad. It was targeted to a certain type of people. So people need to shut up, right? Because that's why it's called marketing. That's why it's called advertising.
See, I have a conspiracy theory on this one. Right. I think Peloton themselves are responsible for the fake outrage. Think about it. Here we are talking about it.
True.
I've never heard the word. I mean, I heard of Peloton before, But just this week, I've heard the word Peloton everywhere you look up. You hear Peloton, Peloton, Peloton.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that works out in the company's favor. So, look, I wouldn't call myself a conspiracy theorist, but I can see a lane where these guys, they started their own controversy to get things riled up and get people to know what Peloton is. And I guarantee you, their website traffic this week has been higher than it's ever been. Guaranteed. That's just me. No facts behind that. Just a little conspiracy theory right there. But yeah, man, let's go back to the positive. Let's turn it back to the positive.
So talking about impact, the actor that portrayed the husband, he was concerned about his career after that. Because, of course, people take it to the next level and it sucks. Anyways, going back to the positive, there's another positive challenge that caught my attention. It was called, and that's recent for this year, it's called the Trash Bag Challenge.
Trash Bag Challenge? I haven't heard of this.
Yes.
What's this? Sounds fun.
It is fun. You know, if you think about it, it is fun. Because what they're trying to do, the creator of the challenge, I don't have it in my hand right now, but it's to clean the nearby green and post a picture before and after.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
That is really cool. Really cool. Never heard of that.
Yeah, that I just read it recently and I'm like, say what? You know, that's creating a positive impact using social network.
And there's some neighborhoods out there that can use it, man. I mean, we're blessed to live in a neighborhood where we just don't see a lot of trash on the sides of the streets and on the roads and stuff like that. But there are parts just here in South Florida that can use that. So that's pretty cool, man. Never heard of it. I'll look it up.
Yeah, definitely. And as well, you can create movements and campaigns. For instance, in 2017, there was this young guy named Jerome Jarr, J-A-R-R-E.
Okay, we'll go with Jarr.
Okay, perfect. So he volunteered to go to Somalia, and he witnessed how a six-year-old died of dehydration, walking 90 miles to get water with his mom. 90 miles. Wow. So he created this campaign trying to get corporations for food and water, even airlines, to get food and water to Somalia. And what happened next? So he created a hashtag called Turkish Airlines Help Somalia. Why? Because Turkish Airlines is the only airline who travels to Somalia. So Turkish Airlines got on board, and in the first 24 hours, they raised $1 million.
Wow.
The goal was 10 days. In 10 days to raise $10 million, they made it in 24 hours.
Wow.
And until this day, they keep doing it every year, taking food and water to Somalia. You know, there are so many things that positive things that we can do with social media. It's a matter of how do we use the tool, positive impact.
That's absolutely right, man. And what I would say is the challenge for everyone out there listening and for us as well, for our families, for our kids, is to think about these things and spend some time thinking about it critically and not just the negative the way we can, or I'll speak for myself, but also these positive things, because it really gives you a different appreciation for how one spends their time on social media. Because once you start looking at this list, and like Malcolm said, we can really keep going in terms of pointing to some of these positives, you really start to say, oh, wow. There's all these opportunities out there on how I can be using my time right now on social media. And here I am looking at videos of old people falling. I just say that because I saw videos. Oh, gosh. God forgive me. I laughed a little bit. But the point is, let's take inventory of how we're spending our time when it comes to social media and ask ourselves, what can I be doing better? What can we be doing better? How can I show my kids, my girls, on how to use social media more responsibly? And how can we make it a tool as opposed to an enemy, which in some regards it honestly has been. So good food for thought for all of us. And hopefully these kids that we're following can take account of this and be more responsible than we've been. Because I think history is going to look back at us, our generation.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to be the most, hopefully, going to be the most irresponsible generation when it comes to use of social media. And I just hope and pray that our kids do better than we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, for instance, that even though there are adults and companies as well making an impact, kids follow kids. And we need to teach our kids how to use social media, not only for selfies, right? Not only for, let me post this picture and add a filter to it. No, we need to encourage our kids and empower them that they can make a change. They can definitely make a change. Because like you mentioned before, we are old. We are, well, not old, but you know, we are an older generation.
Yep.
And kids nowadays, they have all this information in their hands that they can use to create the change that maybe we wanted or we want, and we can't because whatever reason.
Yep.
And the examples that we just mentioned, you know, and they're there. The examples are like real. And man, I think that if we teach our kids how to use social media to create that impact, man, the world could be a better place.
Absolutely. And it gives us that opportunity. So I think that's a good place to end on. We close out this topic of social media on a positive note.
I see your face.
No, it's true. And it's good that it worked out this way, because we were just going to make it a two-part thing. And some of our closest friends and some of the folks out there that are listening to the podcast, they gave us some feedback that said, listen, you guys were spot on with some of the things that you talked about. Only thing that was missing was you guys sort of beat down social media and then focused on the positives.
Yeah.
So I reflected on it. I went back and I said, was it really that bad? And I went back and I said, yeah, I think we did. We did hit it kind of hard. So we said, well, you know what? Let's make a part three. Let's talk about the positives of social media. And for me, it was a very good process because I had to look up some things and I had to research some things. And I saw some of the things that we talked about. And I'm like, man, there's a lot of good that's been done by using social media as a vehicle to accomplish a lot of things. And there's a bunch that we didn't talk about, like natural disasters and relief efforts fast things can move now because of social media. So again, it's good to recognize that. It's good to study it. It's good to meditate and pray about it and then execute. So on that note, then we'll close out here and move it on to the next episode. So until next time.
Hashtag Big Poppies.
Joel.
And I'm Aldo.
And we are
the Big Poppies.
Take it easy, guys.